Blog Talk Radio.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine just standing before the king? Oh, I can only imagine what it would be like when I walk by your side. I could only imagine. Can only imagine. I could only imagine to be surrounded by your glory. What will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus? Or in
Yes, we can only imagine. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank and praise God. Glory to God for that song this morning. Amen. It's by his mercy, it's by his grace. And just to be standing in his presence for that, I say thank you, Jesus. Glory to his name. Welcome, 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 everyone, to Reign of Glory Revival Ministry. You're on the air with no other than the one and only, amen, Apostle Carolyn McNeil this morning. Amen. This is our Sunday morning service. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we give God the glory this morning. We bless his holy name. We lift him up this morning because he's God and he's God alone. Amen. Praise God. With that being said, let us pray. Let us pray. Let us pray. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Father God, we come this morning, Lord God, thanking you, Father, for being in your presence. Yes, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord God, high. Yes, Holy Ghost, for what you're going to do on this morning, Father. We give you all the glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. I ask you, Father, yes, Holy Ghost, give me wisdom and knowledge and understanding. Hallelujah, God, and revelation this morning, Father God. Stir up every gift on the inside. Father God, without the Holy Spirit, Father, I can do nothing. Glory to God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, I pray, God, that the word of the Lord Jesus Christ, glory to God, will go within our hearts, God, and begin to change and begin to uproot and begin to deposit, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, I pray, Lord God, for each and every one under the sound of my voice, Father, and I ask that you bless them this morning, Father God, for taking time out, Father God, to hear the word of the Lord this morning, Father God, as we open up our hearts to receive, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you. We glorify you and we lift you up, God, today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we just ask, Lord God, that you just move by your mighty power. These things I pray in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, amen and amen and amen to the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. This morning, amen. Hallelujah. I just want to take you to a passage of scripture. Amen. Glory to God. Isaiah 45, verses 2 and 3. That's going to be our beginning of what God wants to talk about this morning. Amen. But I want to let you know this morning, God of heaven, the God that we serve, come on, somebody, the God that we love, the God that we seek daily, God will lead you to victory. Amen? God will lead you to victory. We know that, glory to God, in life there will be red lights and there will be caution lights and there will be U-turns where, glory to God, our GPS system says reroute. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. It may seem sometimes like an earthquake has hit your life. Glory to God. But how many know that God will lead us to victory in the name of Jesus? Let me go to the passage of scripture. Amen. We all know this scripture, but there's a twist to the story. Amen. Praise God. We're God is going to get the glory out of our life. And all this week, praise God, prayer time this weekend, hallelujah, I kept hearing the Lord and kept hearing him say the angel, and I kept repeating it this week, the angel goes before us and he will make our way successful. I keep hearing it. It was so loud in my ear. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Even while I was working, while I'm walking, anything that I was doing, I kept hearing it over and over and over. The angel of the Lord goes before us and make our way successful. Let us go to the scripture. The Bible says, I will go before you and make the crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the gates of bronze. We all know the scripture, but I want to, God wants to talk to us this morning and cut the bars of iron. I will give you the treasures of darkness and the hidden riches of secret places that you may know that I, the Lord, who calls you by your name, am the God of Israel. When we are faced with desperate times and situations, we should count it all joy. We should continue to praise God, not for the problem or the situation, but because God can take every desperate situation and problem, thank you, Lord Jesus, and turn it around for his glory and for his good. Listen to what the Bible says. The Bible says in James 1 and 3, my brethren, he says, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience, but that patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Our joy is not based on circumstances, but on our relationship with Jesus Christ. Therefore, our praise and thankfulness should not be based on our circumstance, but on our relationship with Jesus Christ and what he says. We serve a God that will do what he say that he will do. Can I talk to us this morning? The Bible says in Ephesians 5:20, giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible also says in Psalm 31, glory to God, verses 1 through 3, amen, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make a boast in the Lord. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. The humble shall hear of it and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. 1 Thessalonians 5 says, and 16 and 18 says, rejoice always, praying without ceasing. In everything give thanks. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. In everything give thanks unto the Lord. As people of God always have a reason for rejoicing, we all have a reason to rejoice. Glory to God. No matter what is going on around you, God is still in control. Thankfulness should be a reflection in our life, amen, and in every circumstances. It is God's desire for us to remain thankful in everything. But I want to talk to somebody that's going through some hard times or don't know which way to go or glory to God, or feeling depressed in this time in this season, because this is a time, amen, praise God, for some reason depression comes upon the saints. Glory to God. Oppression comes upon the saints. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The Bible says, amen, in Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you. You, glory to God, says the Lord. Oh, glory to God. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. We can rejoice in all times, knowing that the thoughts God has towards us are good. The plans that God has for us are the plans of the future filled with hope. When we are faced with desperation, we must remember that God has promised us, the word promise, I want to talk to somebody, that your promise has not come to pass yet. God has promised us that he will go before us, and he will make the crooked places straight, and that he will break the gates of bronze, that he will cut the bars of iron, that he will give us the treasures of darkness. Oh, come on. I want to talk to us because I'm just loving what the Lord is saying in the scriptures, and he will give us the hidden riches. He said, I will go before us. The Lord is our good shepherd. And as a shepherd, he will go before us every place we go. He's already been there, and he knows what lies ahead of us. Oh, I want to talk to us this morning. Glory to God. He's already know what's ahead of you, people of God. The Bible says in Psalm 23, we read it, we quote it, glory to God, we know it by heart. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still water. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through, come on, the valley of shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod, your staff, they comfort me. Come on, Holy Ghost. You prepare the table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. That's the word of God. The Lord leads us on the path that we shall follow. We can be assured that whatever our road leads us, God has gone before us and is with us. God will make, yes, the crooked places straight. God will make the path that he has for us and our destination more accessible. Praise God. With the Lord, our destination is obtainable. The Bible says, glory to God, in Isaiah 40 and 4, it says, every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill brought low. The crooked places shall be made straight, and the rough places move. Come on, I want to talk to us. As a child of God, we are in the hand of God's providence and protection. God intervenes on our behalf. As we look back over our lives, we can see where God has made the crooked places straight and the rough places smooth. Our very steps are ordained by God. With the Lord's help, our destination, the one he has ordained and ordered for us, can be reached. Every one of our steps is planned out by God. The Bible says the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Come on, my God, I give you glory. What is God saying? God will break the gates of bronze, and the Lord will break and destroy. He will destroy the gates that the enemy has erected in order to keep you or their loved ones. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. In bondage, God will break it. He will destroy it. God will cut the bars of iron. Iron is a very hard thing. It's strong. It's firm. It's unyielding metal. Iron bars are very hard to get out of. But when I read the Bible, oh, my God, I give him glory. Psalms 107, 10, 16 says, in darkness and in the shadows of death, bound in affliction and iron, because they rebelled against the word of God and despised the counsel of the Most High. He said, therefore he brought down their heart with labor. They fell down, and there was none to help. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble. Come on, Holy Ghost. And he saved them out of their distress. He brought them out of the darkness of the shadows of death and broke their chains in pieces. Oh, my God, I give him glory. Oh, that men will give thanks to the Lord for his goodness and his wonderful works to the children of men. For he has broken the gates of bronze and cut the bars of iron in two. No matter what type of iron bars we have put ourselves behind. Come on, I want to talk to us. All glory to God. Allow the enemy to put us behind. God can cut them apart, allowing us to go free. When we know that the Lord, come on, my God, I give him glory, we can call out to him in our time of need, and he will help us. Even though we may have caused a problem, sometimes cause our own problems from our disobedience, but the ones, amen, glory to God, that's trying to walk right with God, and the enemy has put you behind bars, put you in bondage, God is able to cut asunder, glory to God, he's able to cut them apart, amen, to allow you to go free. God will give us the treasures of darkness. The greatest treasures come from the deepest dark valley. Amen. Praise God. Many wants the treasures, but few want to go into the darkness to get them. My God, I give you glory. When God take us through different things, amen. Praise God. And we are in a dark place, and we call every prophet in the nation. We call everyone, glory to God, yet quotable Sunday. And we try to come out of that dark place that God allowed us to go through, that we can call upon his name. My God, I give him glory. He just want, glory to God, a closer relationship with you. He just wants to give you more wisdom, more knowledge, and more understanding. He wants you to see right. My God, I give him glory. He wants to take the cataracts out of our eyes that we can see clearly. My God, I give him glory. So the deepest places, the darkest places, amen, praise God. We want to, glory to God, get out of those things. And we, God is wants us sometimes to walk through those things. The Bible says in Acts 5 and 40 and 42, and they agreed with him. And when they had called for the apostles and beaten them, my God, can you imagine what they had to go through? That was a dark place for them. They commanded that they should not speak in the name of Jesus and let them go. So they departed from the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for his name's sake. Glory to God. And daily in the temple and in every house, they did not cease teaching, preaching the name of Jesus Christ. My God, I give him glory. That's the place, amen, glory, my son, the Holy Ghost, that we have to get in. Praise God, that no matter what's going on in my life, I will give him thanks. I will give him praise, because every time something begins to take place in our lives, there's a new revelation that God is trying to get you, hallelujah, to see, people of God. There's a new place that God is trying to get you in. God did not derail you, praise God. He wants you to stay on track. My God, I give him glory. So when you go through the times, amen, praise God, of that dark place, amen, hi, my God, I give him glory. There's a time, amen, to seek the face of God. God, I don't know why I'm in the valley. I don't know, glory to God, but God, you told me that there's treasures in darkness. You told me, God, that when I come out, I'll have a deeper understanding of the Lord Jesus Christ. God, you told me that I will be lifted when I come out. Come on, somebody, give God the glory, because you will come out of that dark place. Whatever you're going through, you will come out of that dark place. When the apostle was persecuted, they was in a dark valley. They did not feel sorry for themselves or complain about their circumstances. They saw, come on somebody, and they rejoiced because they knew that there was more going on than what they saw with their eyes or felt with their body. God used their sufferings to bring people into the kingdom. Souls were saved through their suffering. The disciples gained treasures from the darkness. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. Recoroco Santo Holy Ghost. The Bible says, amen, in Matthew 5, 10 and verse 12, blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they revile you and persecute you and say all kinds of evil against you falsely for my sake. Come on, Holy Ghost. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. Hear me in the Holy Ghost. For great is your reward in heaven. So they persecuted the prophets who were before you. As we go through our dark valleys, God is not only moving on our behalf, but on the behalf of others that are also in a dark valley. God will always take a bad situation, oh, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, and bring good out of it for you and for others. The Bible says in Isaiah 61:3, to console those who mourn in Zion, to give beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they may be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. God is going to be glorious in no matter what you go through, because he already knows the end of a thing. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. When we allow God to, he will take us from sorrow to joy, from mourning to rejoicing. This is our God. Esther 9:22 says, as the days on which the Jews had rest from their enemies, as the month which was turned from sorrow to joy for them, and from mourning to a holiday, that they should make them days of feasting and joy, of sending presents to one another and gifts to the poor. Can you imagine? Amen. Praise God. Going through so much. We know the book of Esther and what they had to go through. Praise God. The days that God will give them rest. People of God, listen and hear me in the Holy Ghost today. Holy Ghost. God will give you rest from your enemies. All you got to do is walk through the valley of shadow of death. Don't sit there mourning. Don't sit there being oppressed, depressed. God will give you rest. A Corobo Santo Holy Ghost. Look what he did, amen, for the people that you never hear in the word of God, in the book of Esther, that they did not talk about Jesus. They did not talk about God. But we know that God, glory to God, he was there all the time. Glory to God. I'm talking to somebody that feels that the Lord Jesus Christ is not there with them. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. But God will lead you to victory. And I'm talking to somebody, amen, that need a little encouragement today that let you know, praise God, your sorrow, your mourning, glory to God. Yes, it is coming to a holiday, but the joy of the Lord, there was feast, and they was got one another presents and giving gifts to the poor when they came out, my say, Corobo Santo Holy Ghost. And just now today, praise God, when we come out, we are so, glory to God, so prone to not blessing nobody else. When you come out of your valley, when you come out of your desert, that is a time, amen, to bless somebody else. Glory to God. When God gives you rest, it's a time, amen, that you lift up the name of Jesus and go bless God's people. Glory to God. Glory to God. They knew what to do. Glory to God. God will give us hidden riches. Many times we cannot see the wonderful things that God wants to give us with our natural eyes. Can I talk about the natural eyes? The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 2:9, but as it is written, eyes have not seen, nor ears heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. My God, I give him glory. But God has revealed them to us through his Spirit. For the Spirit, come on, my God, I say thank you, that the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. For what man knows the things of man except the Spirit of God which is in him? Even so, no one knows the things of God except, come on, the Spirit of God. Now, we have received not of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God. Through our intimacy with God, he will show us many secret and hidden things. Oh, come on, somebody. God will truly go before us. He will lead us. He will guide and direct us. When life throws us a curve, God will make the crooked places straight. By the power of God, we can be set free from the prison that we or our enemy has placed us in. The Bible says in Isaiah 64:4, for since the beginning of the world, men have not heard nor perceived by the ear, nor has the eye seen any good or God besides you, who acts for the one, wait for him. He wants us, amen, glory to God, to be blessed, amen. There are many treasures and hidden riches stay up for us if only we will reach out in faith. I want to talk about that faith level. Oh, come on. I'm doing my hands back and forth. That faith level, amen, praise God. We have to fight for our faith every day. My God, I give it glory. We got to build up strong muscles for our faith, amen. Just like people go, amen, praise God, to the gym and try to build up muscle, amen. We got to build up muscle through prayer and fasting and seeking the face of God. My God, I give him glory. We got to reach out to faith and draw closer to God. The Bible says, Psalms 31:19-24, oh, how great is your goodness, which you have laid up for those who fear you, which you have prepared for those who trust in you. In the presence of the Son of Man, you shall hide them in the secret place of your presence. From the plots of man, you shall keep them secretly in your provision. From the strife of the tongue, blessed be the Lord, for he has shown me his marvelous kindness in a strong city. For I said in my haste, he said, I am cut off from before your eyes. Nevertheless, you heard the voice of my supplication. When I cried out to you, oh, love the Lord, all you saints. For the Lord preserved the faithful and fully repays the proud person. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. All you who hope in the Lord. What did he say? I will go before you and make the crooked places straight. I will break in pieces. I'm gonna keep on talking, people of God. I'm going to break in pieces. Don't worry about it. The gates of bronze, and I'm going to cut the bars of iron. I will give you the treasures of darkness and the hidden riches and secret places, that you may know I, the Lord, who called you by your name and the God of Israel. At one level, the above can be read historically as Isaiah writing for people of this time. I'm talking about this time, this December. I will take the perspective that the truth is eternal and is forever relevant. I have no connection physically with Israel. However, through my spiritual adoption, through your spiritual adoption, we can relate to the words in this passage.
So being adopted into God's family and the promises of God, come on, my God, I give him glory, that we're given to the people of Israel can also be ours. Somebody said, I got the promise of God written all over me. My God, I give him glory. So when I was going through a difficult time, I told God I needed to hear from him that night. When I open a Bible, I open where there's a text this morning that glory to God, my God, I say, thank you, Jesus. Acts 10:34, and Peter opened his mouth and said, of a truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of a person. Glory to God, my say, quotable, says the Holy Ghost. If Jesus healed the sick in the New Testament, he can still heal today. Do you believe, my God, I said, how many know that Jesus, glory to God, the God that we serve has no perspective person. All we got to do is do right by the Lord Jesus Christ and try to follow the promises of God, try to follow the word of God. We're not going to be perfect. Come on, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. We're not going to dot every I and cross every T. Praise God. Yet, quotable, son, the Holy Ghost. Our mind can speak something that, glory to God, that you have to shake yourself. Come on, Holy Ghost, glory to God. We know, praise God, and that thing that we got to shake ourselves, we need to go to God and say, Lord, deliver my soul, because it's still there. Amen. Praise God. God wants us to die on the inside. He wants us to die to the world system. He wants us to die to the things, amen, praise God, that holds us back. God says, I am no respecter person. What I do for one, I'll do for the other. But you might not have the same thing that, oh, glory to God, that I have. You might not be going the same way I'm going, but God has different measures, amen, of blessings that he has prepared for people that love him. The Bible says, amen, 2 Corinthians 1:20, for all the promise of God is in him are yes, and in him are amen. To the glory of God through us, did you get that? He said, through us. Your faith is your spiritual muscle. And as you use it, you will see that God honors faith, because faith honors God. Jeremiah 12:5 said, to use faith in the little things, and they will prepare you for the giant. So stop limiting God. He can do anything, and we can do anything through Christ who strengthens us. God's perfect faith is in his word. When you speak his word, you line your faith up with his. And the angels literally hearken to the word of God. As through, he just said to them, through your mouth. This is why we need to begin to confess God's promises. We need to confess his promises to see miracles happen in our lives. I will go before thee. Deuteronomy 1:30, the Lord, your God, who goes before you, he will for you according to all he did for you in Egypt before your eyes. In order for God to go before us, we must follow that path he is going in. So if you are facing something, facing a trial, facing a mountain, ask God to go before you and pave the way before you travel down it. Here, because if we really listen and really quote it, God, what you mean? You will make the crooked path straight when you are on a crooked path? You will have no direction, and time will be lost. The Bible says, let me just, because God just brought something to me. When I was in the world, glory to God, thank you, Lord Jesus, I was so disobedient. Went to church, heard the word of God, but still wasn't ready to settle down in the word of God. Wasn't ready, but I would go to church. And you know that God is speaking to you. You know God is pulling your heart. You know things are happening. You know he's pulling things. And he knows he's taking things from you, but you're still not listening. So one day I'm sitting in service, and amen, praise God, a mighty woman of God. She's going home to glory now, praise God. God sent her to the church one day, praise God, and I'm just sitting there, praise God, glory to God, and how yet Corobo stand the Holy Ghost, and I'm listening to the word, and she's preaching the word of God. She put a towel around her neck, amen. The first one she came, amen, it was to me, and she said, God says that he's going to make your crooked path straight, and when I tell you, when God says something, amen, praise God, it is best to pay attention. It is best to do right by God. Because when God said those words, man, oh man, oh man, was I in a major trial. So I'm trying to help someone today, my God, to give them gold. Give God the glory. When God says, I will make your crooked path straight, believe and trust him, amen, praise God, that you will go through something, that you are to call on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And it got to the point, amen, I stand in the middle of the kitchen, praise God, and I scream, what do you want from me? What do you want? Hey, Cordobosia. Come to find out, my eyes were shut. I couldn't even open my eyes. And I heard the voice of God. Hey, Cordobosia, Mahaya. He said, open up that back door. Get the broom. And I couldn't see nothing. I couldn't see nothing, but he led me to the broom. He said, I want you to sweep the floor, and I want you to sweep everything, glory to God, that's not like me, out of this house. And when I did that, praise God, there was a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. So when God says, amen, he's going to make your path straight, amen, praise God, to make the crooked places straight, when you're not listening to him, oh, you're getting ready to go through some major stuff that you're going to have to call on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Just like the Israelites, they had to call on the name of Jesus Christ to make the way plain, amen, praise God, not knowing that I was called by God to preach the gospel, God. God has something for me to do. Praise God. The same way, glory to God, he has something for you to do. My God, I give him glory. Psalms 16:11 says, you will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. Many times, amen, just in speaking to counseling, you will hear, I'm looking for direction in my life. In fact, you will never get direction listening to the enemy. The enemy of our minds will talk us out of things. So we have to listen to the voice of God, people of God. God says, I will cut the bars of iron. Believe me, he's going to do it. Bars of iron can be the enemy's stronghold in people's lives. Our God is a God of deliverance. Come on, Holy Ghost. My God, I say, thank you, Jesus. Let Corobo stand the Holy Ghost. The Bible says in Proverbs 21:31, deliverance is of the Lord. Treasures and the riches of the secret place. The secret place is in his presence. God's secrets are unlocked by our obedience to join him in his presence. We're limited, God, when we use our free will to oppose his perfect will for us. God calls you by your name. Is a great thought that God of his universe knows all about us? So we do not fear, for we have been, he said, I'll redeem you. I have called you by your name. You are mine. Isaiah 43:1 says, Isaiah 49:1 says, the prophet announces before I was born, the Lord called me from my birth. He has made mention of my name. Always remember that what God says about you and not what the enemy tries to whisper to you. Because even your closest people will speak ill over you. The enemy will use people to speak ill. But remember what God says, because it doesn't matter what you say. What God says over my life. Come on, Holy Ghost. What God says over your life. Don't allow people to push you down in the dirt and bury you. So we choose today to believe God's report. Amen. His report says I'm healed. His report says I'm victorious. His report says I shall not want. His report says joy is mine. Oh, glory to God. And most that God will never leave me nor forsake me. God was there in the beginning. He will be there in the end. I, the Lord thy God, says, I, the Lord thy God, will go before you. Yes, I'm going to make those ways straight. Yes, I'm going to break those gates of bronze. Yes, I'm going to cut and sunder those things, amen, that hold you in bondage, that I may prosper you. Beloved of God, as this month of December is here, God says, I will go before you, ahead of you, concerning every plan and journey you want to undertake. God says, come on, I'm going to talk to you this morning, talking to me. I don't preach to myself this morning. I will go ahead of you concerning that difficulty, them obstacles in your way. God says, I will go ahead of you concerning the enemy of your destiny. God says, I will go ahead of you. When God goes ahead of you, he will make the crooked places straight. Come on, somebody give God the glory. He will make the rough places smooth. There's some places, amen, the rough places, just like I was saying this morning, amen, praise God. There's some red lights, there's some cautious lights, there's some U-turns when the GPS tells us to reroute and go back, praise God, because we done went the wrong way. It might seem like it might be an earthquake that's hitting your life. It might feel like a tsunami hit your life, but God will deliver you. He will make those places straight. He will level every mountain. He will fill every valley. He will speak to men who glory to God, who have what you need, glory to God, and they will have no option but to release it to you. When God goes ahead of you, your impossibility shall become possible. Every enemy that wants to fight, I don't have to fight a battle. The Lord Jesus Christ, all I got to say, Lord, I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. I need you to fight this battle. The battle is not mine. It belongs to you, Lord Jesus. Your journey and your destiny will yield more results. And your progress in life will be easier when God goes ahead of you. When God goes ahead of you, your obstacles will be put to flight. And everything that has ever contended with you or is contented, Holy Ghost, contended with you will give way. That's the God that we serve. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Isaiah 45, 2 says, put it this way, I will go before thee and make the crooked place. Y'all going to repeat this week. He said, he didn't say you, I will break in pieces the gates of bronze and cut asunder the bars of iron. Hallelujah. Come on and talk to me this morning. Lord, go ahead of me and make the crooked path straight in the name of Jesus. We thank God this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that the Lord Jesus will make a way for us. Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill gonna be brought low, and the crooked places shall be made straight, and the rough places gonna be smooth. God's word for us today, Hakatura Basando Holy Ghost. All give thanks unto the Lord for all things God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. All give thanks to him and bless the name. name of the Lord at all times. His praises shall continually be in our mouth. My soul make a boast in the Lord, and the humble shall hear and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Come on and rejoice with me, people of God. Hallelujah, because God says, my God, I give him glory. I will go before you. I will lead you to victory. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. God intervenes in our affairs of his people, people of God. The Holy Ghost. The Bible says in Psalm 5 and 12, for you, O Lord, bless the righteous man. Oh, glory to God. The one who is in the right standing with you. God, that is your word. But then you went on to say you surround him with favor as with a shield. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. God is the one, amen, praise God, that will surround you with favor as a shield. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. The angels goes before us and make our way successful. We thank God that he's going to intervene in our affairs of his people. Thank you, Lord Jesus. God, somebody say, God is going to lead me to victory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He's already doing it. He's already making the crooked places straight. He's already went before you. All you got to do is walk right before the Lord. Victory is yours. The secret and hidden riches shall be yours. The blessing of the Lord maketh us rich, and he will add no sorrow with it. When God blesses, those sorrows shall come with it. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. That hope that was deferred, glory to God, my Sekorobo, Son, the Holy Ghost. I call forth the blessings of God to overtake you, to overshadow you, and undergird you, that you will walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, my God, I say thank you. You, Jesus. God will bless his people. All you got to do is write. Masekuna, Masanda, Holy Ghost. When things get out of place, and God says, I know the thoughts that I think towards you, said the Lord. I know that thoughts of peace and not of evil. I know that I'm going to give you a future and a hope. That is God's word over our lives. I know that the Lord says, yes, Holy Ghost. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. He will make us lie down in green pastures. We will have rest, people. God, he will lead us beside this still water. He will restore our soul. He will lead us in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Almighty, my God, I give him glory. Oh, yes, glory to God. I know sometimes that we go through the shadow of death. Glory to God, but I'm not going to get a chair and sit there. I will not soak in no quote or boast on the Holy Ghost and sorrow. I will let the sorrow turn to joy. Come on, somebody give God the praise. Somebody stop and say, the devil, you a liar. You will not take my joy. You will not take my peace. You will not take my happiness. You will not take my home. You will not take my children. You will not take my husband. You will not take my finances. You got to get to the point, praise God, that you get almost done the Holy Ghost, that you stomp your feet and say, enough is enough. I will fear no evil. Why? Because he said, I am with you. My rod and my staff is going to comfort you. I'm going to prepare a table before you and the presence of your enemy. Everyone that thought you wasn't going to make it, everyone that counted you out, he said, I'm going to prepare a table. But when I prepare a table, I got to make sure everyone around you, praise God, to see the blessing of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And then he's going to anoint your head with oil, and your cup is going to run over. And surely goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. All the days of your life, you will dwell in the house of the Lord forever, because God says his word. His word is sure. His word is a promise. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. The Lord leads us on that path that we shall follow. We can be assured that wherever our road leads us, God, the God of heaven, God that we call on, the Son Jesus Christ that stands before him, making intercession for the saints according to the will of God, the God that has gone before us is with us. God, I thank you. The Holy Ghost. God will make that path that he has for us and our destination accessible. With the Lord, our destination will be attainable. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Reign of Glory Revival Ministry. Amen. This morning. Amen. Sunday morning service. Apostle Cannon McNeil this morning. Amen. Praise God. I pray that the Lord has blessed you today. You have to put the enemy under your feet. No more will you speak to my mind. No more will you take what belongs to me. I shall told about the Holy Ghost. With the Spirit of God, hallelujah, we can make it, people of God. But we have to call on the Spirit of the living God, because he's the only one that can fight out every. The Lord is our good shepherd. Our good shepherd will go before us. And every place that we go, he's already been there. No. Hallelujah, send the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We bless and praise our God this morning for his word this morning. We thank and praise our God, yes, Holy Ghost, for this month of December, this month of blessings, this month of fulfillment. We thank God, Korobo Sanda, Holy Ghost. We thank our God, Korobo Sanda, for the blessings of the Lord. Oh, my God, yes, Holy Ghost, for the blessings that he's already bestowed upon us. Sometimes, amen, I hear the Spirit of God says, when he blesses us, amen, praise God, yet Korobo Sanda, we can't even see it for looking. My God, I give him glory. Lord, we thank you for the blessing. We are still yet here today. We thank you for everything that you have done over our lives from this day forward, God. We thank you, God. We give you praise and we give you glory. In the name of Jesus, yes, Holy Ghost. Don't forget Thursday. Amen, huh? Yes, Holy Ghost. Pastor Ilona Waters will be with you at 6 p.m. Amen. Praise God. Don't miss it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. Yes, God. And bless and praise God. I will be with you. Oh, glory to God. On Wednesday and Friday for prayer. Amen. Join me. Amen. Praise God. If you don't know how to, amen, call me, 302-883-9799. Amen. Praise God. I bless and praise God for each and every one of you. Amen. That joined me this morning. Amen. May the Lord continue to release every blessing, amen, that he has for you in this month of December and forward, in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. For that being said, hallelujah, let us pray, let us pray, let us pray out, and let the Lord have his way. Amen. Let us pray. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We bless God for everyone. Amen. I hear the Lord. Glory to God, because we want to still bless our ministry. Amen. Anyone that wants to tithe or be a partner in this ministry, amen, you may do so. We want to continue, amen, to be on radio. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And continue the work of the Lord. There's so much to be done in the kingdom of God. And if we neglect the kingdom, we cannot do the work. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let us bless God this day. Amen. Let us pray. Thank you, Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come and we bless your holy name. We give you glory, Father God, today. And we just ask, Father God, for each and every one under the sound of my voice, Father, that you'll continue to have your way in their lives, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you'll continue to bless them, Father, Asha, Torah, Son, the Holy Ghost, and their family, their loved ones, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, I pray, God, a supernatural creative miracle will take place even on this week over our lives. Father God, in the name of Jesus, a miracle, God, that only you can do, Father. Hallelujah, God, show forth your glory, God, in the lives of your people, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we bless you for your healing. We thank you for your deliverance. We thank you for your power. We thank you for your anointing. We thank you, Lord God, for loving on us when we didn't even know how to love ourselves, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we just say thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you for the word today. Thank you for encouraging us today. Thank you, Lord, that you're going to fight every battle.
thank you, Lord God, that you're going to deliver us and deliver our soul from whatever thing that's keeping us in bondage, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Now unto him that is able to keep us from falling, present us faultless before the presence of his glory. With a seated joy to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power. Let the church say amen. And amen and amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Happy Sunday, everyone. I have a song for you. God bless you. And have a wonderful week ahead in Jesus' name. Guess what? Jesus loves you, and so do I. Have a wonderful, wonderful Sunday in Jesus' name. Amen.